listening to the White Hat Crew podcast, Internet Marketing with Ethics with Anton Roundy.
How to write anchor posts for your blog. Blogging experts talk about writing anchor posts or pillar articles, posts that get links, rank high in the search engines, and pull in lots of traffic over the long haul. Sounds great, but how do you write them? Yesterday I got a little curious. I've been blogging daily for a few months now, as opposed to twice a month like I used to, and wanted to see how much difference it was making. I went to Google Analytics and pulled up the report. Sure enough, page views were up by over 2.4 times. Fabulous, I thought. Then I wondered which posts had gotten the best response so I could write more like them. I pulled up that report and got a surprise. Three of the top four posts were old. Two of them were written more than 3 years ago, yet they're still at the top of the charts. You don't choose your own anchor posts. Those high-flying posts weren't just junk I dashed off without much thought. I'd put some work into them, but no more than I put into most of my posts, and I certainly hadn't planned for them to be the pillars that I'd build my blog's traffic around. So what happened? The public decided that they were link-worthy, which got them on page one of Google, one for Clickbank Gravity, one for things like pay.com, clickbankpay.com, and pay.com review, and the other for things like how many tweets are read. Choosing keywords to target. I'm not going to get into all the keyword research tools and tips that people usually cover. Instead, let's continue the story of those three anchor posts. I went to Google Webmaster Tools today to see what Google thinks are my blog's main keywords. My idea was that if I write more about what Google already thinks my site's good for, they're more likely to rank me high for the new content. Guess what? Clickbank, pay.com, Twitter, tweet? Nowhere to be found. Not in the top 20, anyway. Twitter shows up at number 25, Clickbank at number 37, and pay.com at number 81. Targeting the keywords Google thinks are most significant on your site may be a valid strategy, but there's not necessarily a direct correlation between those keywords and what actually pulls traffic for you. It turns out that list is based on how often the keywords appear on your site, not on how high Google ranks you for them. If the keywords that are bringing in traffic aren't showing up high in that list, maybe you need to focus on them a little more. My number one tip for writing anchor posts. You can search Google for anchor post or pillar article to find advice on what kinds of posts to write, how long to make them, you'll get a variety of suggestions, etc., so I won't go into details like that. My number one tip is to create unique, high-quality content on topics that lots of people are interested in. And don't give up when you don't strike gold the first time. Keep on writing. At some point, the public will nominate one of your posts. You can look at your existing traffic and keywords for clues, but ultimately, it's not you who will decide which posts turn into your anchors.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this podcast. Post a comment on our blog at whitehatcrew.com/blog, or better yet, copy an excerpt and use it to start a post on your own blog. You'll find links for sharing our content with your friends at the bottom of each post. And whatever you do, take action on what you learn.